3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, no. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that is the time at which we get out of the car. Out of the car we go. And here we are, once again, outdoors. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And at this time, normally, what we usually hear me do is drink a bunch of tea. But instead, I'm about to walk over a bridge. Why am I walking over a bridge? Well, because yesterday, about 30 minutes after Dubious Goals Committee ended, it started to rain. It was just kind of a wimpy, drizzly rain. And it stopped about 10 minutes later. And then about a half an hour later, it started back up again. And then it stopped for a little while, and then at some point it started back up. The point of all this rambling is that it rained. And it rained for some sustained amount of time. So what are we doing? We're out looking for morel mushrooms is what we're doing. And where are we today? Well, I have come to OPPD. The OPPD Arboretum. There's kind of a lot of people here, but not as many as you would expect on a Saturday. Thanks to, everybody's favorite COVID virus. You know, personally, my favorite's the 23, but everybody likes the 19. Everybody's favorite, 19, COVID-19. Anyway, I'm walking up the old Marmot Alley, checking this zone for mushrooms, because we have found morels here in the past, and it's always been right around in this area here. So we take a look at the ground, and well, here's a mushroom, but it's not what we're looking for. It's very nice growing out of this stump. Whatever it is, it looks pretty cool. And here we have a piece of bark that sort of looked like a mushroom, and it distracted me. And we need to look around in this area. So what are we finding? I'm not finding anything. That's okay. So right now, the weather is kind of nice. It's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Let's say 22, 21 degrees Celsius, somewhere right around in there. Everything is kind of damp, so it is sort of humid. It was sunny a minute ago, and I thought this was going to be trouble. It's very humid. Everything's kind of damp. I almost didn't come out just because I was afraid of the weather. Plus, I got to go over to my friend's house tonight to drink some tea. I'm going over to Brian's. Got to get Brian to drink some of this Dahong Pao. Going to go over to Brian's to drink some tea. He's also smoking a brisket, so, bonus. And I was afraid it's going to be too hot. It might still be too hot for me to be outside. That won't be fun. Then I won't be able to drink tea. Then I won't be able to eat brisket. Regardless, we're going to spend a few seconds now not looking for mushrooms, but looking for marmots. We're going to come up onto this new construction area and look into this marmot hole. This hole might not be in use anymore. It's hard to tell. Although that does look like a foot. Oh, no, there's bugs. There's a mati in here right now. There's probably a Mati in here saying, hey, who's hassling me? Let's also go over to this other Mati hole. All right, so in case you're wondering, I did wake up this morning and take a whole handful. Whoa, what was that? Something just hopped through the grass. I saw white on the butt. I think it was, there was something else weird. There's weird stuff going on around here. Did I just see a little rabbit? What am I seeing over here? Are there some kind of babies running around in here? Why is this sticking up? Do I want to step on? I don't want to step on this because this looks like this is... Oh yeah, there goes a little rabbit darting under a tree. Okay, so we got some little baby buns running around. I want to go check out this hole. What was that? Now that must have been another one of the baby buns. We got buns. Is this... What about this hole? Okay, we've got another big marmot hole here. That one's covered up. And now as I'm at, now that I'm at this angle, yeah, I can see another little baby bun under that tree. We got baby buns everywhere. Okay. Don't hassle the buns. Sort of forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, I'm going over to Brian's house to drink some tea. Later. Oh, I remember what I was talking about. Yes, I woke up not very long ago because I knew it was raining and stuff, and I thought, man, I gotta get my ass outdoors. Look for some mushrooms. So the first thing I did, of course, was boil some water to make some tea. And I made some food, and I took my handful of analgesics, all the pills. I'm still up here near this new construction. Oh, they put in a fence. Okay, they rebuilt the fence. That's good. Are there any marmots over here? Because I know there's some holes over here. Looking for Matis. So I took my analgesics, and now I'm just wondering how long it's going to be before I'm in excruciating pain. Because I let the drugs kick in before I even got in the car. I'm not seeing anything. We're turning around. Back to the original mission. Back to the original mission of finding mushrooms. So I took the drugs. I drove over here. And I seemed to be fine. But now that I've been walking around for a few minutes... Yeah, my leg is starting to tighten up. With Archie Bell and the Drells. Do the tighten up. Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I was just about to launch into some Archie Bell and the Drells sort of stuff, but not going to happen. Okay, so we're going to get back on this bark path. Oh, wow, my hip is kind of starting to hurt. What's this? Oh, I thought it was a cool fungus on this log, but it's not. It's actually a plastic bottle cap, but it was been warped, and I thought it was like some kind of whitish, clear sort of jelly mushroom, or perhaps some kind of cup. All right, so we go over to the next bridge. As we enter the forest, there's some water in the little stream, as to be expected. Okay, so I'm looking around. Which way do I want to go? Which way do I want to go? We're taking the low road. We're taking the low road because there's always some interesting growth down here where these two paths come together. And we've got all nice new fresh bark mulch on the path that is 2 meters wide. This isn't super great because I am starting to limp a little bit. Straighten it out, Tobe. Get it together. Get it together. Get it together. So, what's over here on this? There used to be a mulch pile here that used to get fungally, but now there's nothing really there. Okay, here's that intersection that we like to be at. And usually we find all kinds of weird stuff, but nothing around here today. Okay, that's cool. Oh, there's a bottle. There's a bottle. What kind of shape is it in? Oh, it's crushed. No, we can't use it. I'm still working on my bottles just because it's such a weird thing to do. Uh-oh, here come people. I'm getting off the path here. And I'm looking along the edge of this bit of forest because I have found... In fact, the first time I ever found anything, it was right over here.
Other toe.
But let's squat down. Wait for these people to go by. I'm close to the ground. Looking around. And I'm not really seeing anything. Alright. Let's go over here to the deer path, where we always find some, or at least in the last couple years we have found some right up here. Wow, it's starting to get into my back, and I can still smell the perfume of the two women who just walked by. Wow. That's a lot of perfume. Alright, they sort of messed this area up. Not the perfume women, the OPPD guys. They started dumping some brush here, and I think they tore up some mycelium. Oh, but there's a little bit of coprinus starting to stick out of the dirt over there. And what's up here? Up here by these trees, and in this ivy we often find some morels. Not seeing any at the moment. But as soon as I get right up here, like this, I'm going to squat down and get low so I can look under all this ground cover. No, come on. Where are my little golden treasures? Oh, where could they be? They are hiding. They are hiding from me. This is a very favorite game of mine. Hide and seek with mushrooms. Hide and seek with mushrooms. So now I'm going to turn around, look behind me, because we did actually find some right in through here, but they kind of tore this up a little bit. They took this deer path and they sort of made it into an official path. This was just a game trail. And they have come in here and they have cleared out a lot of brush and even knocked down some dead treeage, and they've moved it off to the side and cleared the ground a little bit, and now it's an official path, which sort of annoys me. It's probably really going to annoy the deer. But, what's this under here? Oh, here's another totally... what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, not overhydrated, not soaked. Waterlogged. Here's another completely waterlogged other kind of mushroom, not the mushrooms we're looking for. So instead of taking the deer path, I'm going to walk up the main path here, looking into this creek side copse of trees. Because I think the first time I ever found any here, the first time I ever found any morels at OPPD, they were right here. Just along the side of the path, just growing out of the side of the path. Anybody walking by could have seen them. And I found some back in there, back in these trees. So let's get down here like this. And keep on looking. Dun, 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 not seeing anything. Oh, okay. I should also mention that, wow, my hip is starting to hurt, my calf is starting to hurt. but I'm still moving forward. Nothing can stop me, ever, except large amounts of pain, physical obstructions that are 4 to 5 times larger than myself, and attractive people. Anyway, see, they did something here too. They tore out a tree and they tore out some of this bad stuff. Okay, so they're tearing out some of the bad honeysuckle here too. That's a good sign. Smart move. But I'm not seeing any mushrooms around here. Well, there's a little something that's got smashed. Something got stepped on. Is that our little... It looks kind of like a Russula, but this is not the time of year for Russulas. So that's probably just a Caprinus of some kind. As we cross over the next bridge. Looking down into the mud, I see... Mati tracks. Okay. So, yeah, we got Matis in here. We just haven't seen them yet. Which is really annoying. I'm going to keep walking up the main path here. Now, see all these stumps finally rotted out. So there's... Oh, wow. Okay. So there's nothing cool happening here anymore. And then I lied. Because I just found something cool growing out of the side of the path here. Wow. What is it? Nobody knows. There's this big sclerota, slightly smaller than a ping pong ball, growing out of the side of the path here. The veil is just starting to break. There's something even bigger next to it. Wow, what is this? Can't even tell what these are going to be yet. These are mushrooms that are just going to start popping out of the ground today. Very cool. Can't even tell what they are. Well, they're obviously not morels, because morels don't do this, but that's always fun. Okay, so let's keep moving. There's a nice marmot den up here anyway. We gotta check to see if there's any action going on. And you know, I just realized something. When I squat down like that, it puts some pressure on my hip and everything, and that, does that make it feel better or just less worse? Okay, I'm looking at a giant pile of logs, but everything is grown up. There's lots of green ground cover hiding my marmot den back there. I don't see anything marmot-wise. I do see a fairly decent flush of Caprinus next to that big stump. But I don't see any signs of marmots. I don't even see any paths. If there was marmots in there, you know, you would see, you know, plants knocked down where they were walking around and stuff. But who cares? The important thing to note is that we are now just about at the entrance of the secret mushroom ground. So as I glance around, I notice that, yeah, there's nobody coming. But first I want to look at this tree. This is the witch's butter tree. The tree that produces witch's butter, but that's usually not until a little bit later in the year. And so, yeah, no, I'm not seeing anything at all. Nobody's coming, nobody's looking. We're just going to disappear around this tree. Move this branch out of our way. And ha 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 ha. We've got to duck under this branch and stuff. Ooh, and it's got water on the leaves, and so now I'm soaking wet. Soaking wet. And standing in the zone, standing in the secret mushroom zone, the area that we always find so many morels. I gotta squat down to look low because all of this ground cover, all of this ivy or whatever it is pretty high. We're talking anywhere from ground level up to about 8 inches, 20 centimeters, maybe a little bit more, 25 centimeters in places. So there could be little golden treasures hiding under these leaves. And I didn't bring a mushroom stick. A mushroom stick is just a stick that moves plants out of the way, so you can look to see if there's any mushrooms under the plants. It's muddy in here. There's a little game trail in here that's kind of slick. It's very wet. I do not want to fall down. I'm not seeing any morels under the ground cover. Wait, oh no, just a leaf. There's these yellow leaves that, you know, they fall in the autumn and then they dry up over the winter. Then they turn yellow. Then in the spring they get wet and that makes them curl up. And when they curl up a certain way, then they start to look like morel mushrooms at a distance, and you get excited thinking that you found them when you're really just looking at some stupid leaves. Okay, let's check this spot out. This is another golden treasure area. And I think we're gonna have to move into here a little bit. Yeah, let's get in here like this. Now let's get down close to the ground. There's usually some by this big tree, but I'm not seeing any right now. There's a couple of other kinds of mushrooms here and there. Little dudes popped up. Little coprinus-y dudes, I think. I think we're safe to move over here. Yeah, I gotta push branches out of the way and stuff now. I'm in the deep freaking forest now, which I love. All right, so let's move over here. We definitely need to check this area because this is the area where we found the grail. The biggest morel mushroom I ever found in my life was right there, just a meter and a half away. But there's nothing there now. I'm checking all these little areas. And yeah, no. Maybe the ground got too warm. Maybe we're past the season. I thought the season was gonna go longer. I thought the season was gonna get better. Maybe it is. Maybe we just need a little bit more rain, because maybe it didn't really rain all that much yesterday. Maybe it just lightly drizzled for, you know, 10 minutes every hour and a half. And so it made me think, oh, look at all this rain we got. When in fact we didn't get that much. And now I'm kind of wondering, because this area should be slicker. This area should be muddier. This area, maybe it just not isn't as, it's not as wet as it should be, is my point here. Because I'm looking and I'm not finding anything. No. All right, well, let's move up further. Let's get back out onto this deer path here. Now I got that plant stuck to me everywhere. That stickery vine weird stuff. I don't even know what it is, but I like it. All right, up the deer path we go. Looking for mushrooms as we go along. Looking for all kinds of mushrooms. Mostly looking for those Morchella esculentus right now. But you know, all mushrooms are interesting. What was that? I just saw a weird little movement over there. Who moved? Must be a mouse or a vole or something over there. Too bad I can't get up there. Oh, and from this little vantage point, I can just barely see the traffic on Interstate 680 zipping by. What's this? Oh, I thought it was a mushroom, but no, it's just another yellow leaf. And yes, it is over here in one of the known morel zones. There's something else that pops up that's really interesting in here. Oh yeah, fluted helvella. Fluted helvella likes to grow in here. So we should look for those. But I think those pop up later in the season. Now look at this ivy. This ivy is not nearly as tall. What does it mean? I don't know. The ground is nice and soft. It's like walking on a mattress. It's just that soft. Alright. Oh, what the hell. Let's just walk through the bush here. I want to see how far we can walk up here. The later in the year it gets, the less we can use this deer path. Because stuff grows up. Mostly nettles. Nettles will prevent you from walking anywhere. And why is my neck starting to get stiff? That's weird. Alright, I'm dodging all kinds of plants. Looking for mushrooms, but now I'm looking for deer. Now I'm just wondering if there's any deer up here. They're going to be hard to spot because there's a lot of green. Yeah, it's so thick in here I can't even see to the fence. There could be deer sitting over there and I wouldn't even be able to see them. Ooh, but look. Over there on that tree 10 meters away, there's a couple of really nice big dryad saddles. Very cool. This is a known deer zone where I've seen them sitting on the ground. I don't see any today though. And, yeah, I'm just gonna keep on moving. Ooh, what was that? I just saw something move. I think that was a rabbit bolting that way. Much too small to be a deer or anything. But yeah, oh, we're coming to the copse of sumac. So I'm gonna turn up into this sumac here and start walking out. And just in time too, because my leg is getting problematic. Yeah, and then more hilariously, now I gotta figure out how to get back to my car. I gotta walk all the way back. Oh, it's going to be painful. But I'm gonna be very happy to be able to sit down again. Ow. Okay. So I'm out of the forest and sort of back onto the main path that hooks around and moves and blah, blah, blah. Ow. Although it smells nice. Something smells really good. What am I smelling? Not lilac. Oh well, who knows? Anyway. We're done. You've been listening to Dubious Mushroom Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Stay tuned for MJT. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.